From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to our Gospel broadcast. I want to come right away to the sermon that I will be featuring in our Monday evening programs during the month of October. The preacher is Dr. John Douglas, who is the principal of Whitfield College of the Bible, and who lectures in Hebrew and in the English Bible there. He recently preached on the subject, Why We Defend the Authorized Version of the Holy Scriptures in Our Church. In the extract I am playing tonight, he is dealing with the verses 1 and 2 of Romans chapter 3. Those verses read as follows, What advantage then hath the Jew, or what profit is there of circumcision? Much every way, chiefly because that unto them were committed the oracles of God. Now please remember that you can have a copy of this powerful sermon free by simply contacting us. After I play the extract, I will take up again our study, Central Doctrines of the Christian Faith. Here's the extract from Dr. Douglas's message.
When I read about God's Word, I'm always interested at seeing the various titles that are employed. And what a title we have here. Sometimes we read about the Scriptures. Sometimes the Holy Scriptures. Sometimes it is the Word of the Lord or the Word of God. But here it is the oracles of God. This word oracles probably is little understood today. It may be right to say that the average Christian, having seen it in the Bible, hasn't a great deal of assurance as to its meaning. That the word oracle means the actual spoken word of God. Now that's very important. While the rest of the titles that belong to the Bible that are in this book are important to the Christian, this is certainly one that needs to be studied, because there are those who have a poor conception of the Bible. They're not at all clear about how the Bible came to us, nor do they have strong conviction as to the inspiration of the Holy Scriptures. I would like to believe that everyone in the Free Presbyterian Church, everyone there who knows the Lord, would know also how to give an answer for the faith that they have concerning the Bible. We believe in the inspiration of the Bible. We believe in the inspiration of the words of the Bible. And this title, The Oracles of God, actually means we have in the Bible the actual spoken word of the living God. That's tremendous. The believer as well has come to be a custodian of Holy Scripture. You have the Bible. You're to love the Bible. You're to read the Bible, to study the Bible, to pray over the Word of God, to pray this Word into your soul, and to pray that Word that you have received up into heaven itself. So the child of God should learn the Scriptures, and the child of God should endeavor to live by the Word, and then when it comes to witnessing, to witness also from the pages of this book. Therefore, it is right to say the most treasured possession of the Christian is his Bible, the Word of God. This volume, then, the volume that I'm holding in my hand, is not just a book. It is the book.
That was Dr. John Douglas speaking on the subject, Why We Defend the Authorized Version of the Holy Scriptures. Please send for your free copy of this powerful sermon. We're taking up again our study in the Central Doctrines of the Christian Faith. And I want to read with you now some verses from Acts chapter 17. Acts chapter 17. Listen as we read from verse 16. Now when Paul waited for them at Athens, his spirit was stirred in him when he saw the city wholly given to idolatry. Therefore disputed he in the synagogue with the Jews, and with the devout persons, and in the market daily with them that met with him. Then certain philosophers of the Epicureans and of the Stoics encountered him, and some said, "What will this babbler say?" Other some, "He seemeth to be a setter forth of strange gods," because he preached unto them Jesus and the resurrection. And they took him and brought him unto Areopagus, saying, "May we know what this new doctrine whereof thou speakest is? For thou bringest certain strange things to our ears. We would know, therefore, what these things mean." For all the Athenians and strangers which were there spent their time in nothing else but either to tell or to hear some new thing. Then Paul stood in the midst of Mars Hill and said, "Ye men of Athens, I perceive that in all things ye are too superstitious. For as I passed by and beheld your devotions, I found an altar with this inscription, 'To the unknown God.' Whom therefore ye ignorantly worship, him declare I unto you." Amen, and God will bless the reading of these verses of his word to all our hearts. Now we're considering at the present time the doctrine of God, and seeking to set before you the evidence of God's existence. God is. That's what the Lord Jesus Christ says in John's Gospel, chapter 4, and the verse 24. The Savior said, "God is a spirit." And the first two words of that declaration underscore the fact the Savior taught the existence of God. God is. Last week I spoke about the evidence of the existence of God that is written in our own being, namely our conscience. Man has a conscience, that which tells him and speaks to him about what is right and what is wrong. There is a law written on our being, and no matter how wicked we may be, careless we may be, depraved we may be, it is still there. More lively, perhaps, in some than in others, but nevertheless, the most wicked person still has a conscience. And as I said last week, it is the very fingerprint of God within our being. It shows the trademark, if I might use that phrase, of the Creator. But there's a consciousness of God throughout mankind. When Paul came to Athens, and it is for this reason that we read the verses from Acts chapter 17, when Paul came to Athens, that heathen city, where there was no knowledge of Jesus Christ, no knowledge of the gospel, they nevertheless knew that God existed. And what's more, when they had put up all their altars to their various gods and goddesses, they still knew there is one of whom we know nothing. We're conscious that there is one who exists, but we remain ignorant of him. And so they put up an altar to the unknown God. It's like a blind person who, unable to see who is around them, yet nevertheless, even if they cannot hear or cannot detect by their physical senses the presence of a person, nevertheless they will tell you, "Somehow or other I sensed the presence of that person near to me." And there is within us a sensing of the existence of God. And no matter where you go, whether it's east or west, no matter how uncivilized may be the society, how unlettered and unlearned may be the people, there is a consciousness of God. That is why in the most sophisticated of societies you will find people worshipping. In the most unsophisticated of societies, you will find people worshipping, because stamped upon our being is an awareness of the existence of God. Paul said to the Athenians, "Whom ye ignorantly worship, him declare I unto you." And it's the task of the gospel preacher to open the Word of God and supply to men and women information about the God of whom they have some consciousness, but about whom they know nothing. It's the task of the preacher to supply information about that God. Nature tells us there is a God. Our own conscience tells us there is a God. There is a consciousness within our being that there is a God, but we have no knowledge of him, no information about him, other than an awareness of his existence, and it is the Word of God that supplies to us information. We have no other means of knowing God other than the Word of God, because it is God's revelation to us of himself. We cannot, by searching, find out God. We cannot sit down and speculate and arrive at an accurate picture of God. Man, by his research, can never come up with an accurate understanding of the person, the power, the glory, the purpose of the Almighty God. That information must be supplied to him by God himself, and the Bible is God's revelation of himself unto man. There is another argument by which we may prove the existence of God. I'm going to tell you what it is, but it will have to wait until next week before we look at it in any depth. It is the fulfillment of prophecy. In the Bible, there are various matters stated long, long before the events took place, and they were stated with accuracy, and they were fulfilled exactly. And the fulfillment of prophecy is a means that we may use to demonstrate that God exists. I'm happy as a preacher to know that even as I'm speaking to you, if you do not believe in Jesus Christ, you're not saved. Nevertheless, I know that you know that what I'm saying is right. You might never go to church. If you met me face to face, you may enter into a strong discussion and debate, and you may oppose what I'm saying. But I know within your heart there is a consciousness that God exists. Oh, that you would humble yourself before that God and accept the revelation of himself given to us in the Scriptures, above all the revelation of his mercy and his love in Jesus Christ, and receive the Savior as yours, and so prepare for eternity. God bless you. Good night.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here, and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.